Hey guys, welcome back to the Far Better Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Clark, and today we're continuing and closing out our study of the church at Philadelphia. Let's think about two things today as ways of text takeaways. Number one, will we persevere like Philadelphia? Will we? I mean, will our door not only just stay open? I mean, we already know our door to heaven is never going to be closed by God. It's only going to be closed by us. The only way that you don't make it to heaven, the only way that you don't go where you need to be and where you would desire to be, is if you choose to not do what will get you there. And that's your right. But does that make it right? I mean, see that I've set an open door and no one can shut it. But what if you don't walk through it? What if I were able, to come and see you and tell you, hey, you walk through your front door and you will win $1 million. But the only reason that you'll be able to keep that, the only way you're going to be able to keep that $1 million is if you are seen to be a faithful child of God the rest of your life. Not that you don't slip up, not that you don't have moments of weakness, but that you remain faithful. Not perfect, faithful. Is it wrong that it seems like there would be people who wouldn't even walk through the door? Is it sad that there might be somebody who says, I'm not even going to try? Will you and I do what is required for us to take advantage of that open door and walk through? Will we fight against sin? Will we persevere against the devil? Will we stand in the face of struggle and continue to serve? The world's not going to get any easier. I've said this before, I know, on the podcast, after 7 seasons, 140-something episodes, I'm sure I've said it, but I remember one year after 2020, I remember one night when 2020 was about to come to a close, I said to my dad, boy, I'm just really ready for 2020 to be over. It's kind of been a rough year. And Dad said, who said 21's going to be any better? And I remember thinking, oh, that's rain on my parade. That's kind of rude. Like, what? I didn't want to hear that. But he was right. And in 2021, we buried one of our friends. We sacrificed. We lost people. We had trials and tribulations and frustrations and all the types of ins that you could have. And yet, God's still here. The world is not going to be easier next month, tomorrow, next year. Probably it'll be worse. So we need all of us to stand and fight. And that's the thing. We can do it. We can make it. We can overcome. I know that I've talked about this too, and I know I'm the sports guy or whatever, and I always have a wonderfully appropriate and accurate and never stale sports reference for all of my podcasts. But you know how impressive it is when you watch somebody play a sport and it's clear that they're not at their best, but they're willing themselves to go the extra mile. In basketball, it's the flu game with Michael Jordan, where everybody talks about, how did he do that? Oh, it was so impressive. Did you see what Michael Jordan did? He was sick as a dog, and he still got up and played. Or how about people who play with other conditions? You know, David Garrard for the Jacksonville Jaguars for years had Crohn's disease and played in the National Football League with that. Props to you, my dude. Us cronies got to stick together, and I'm thankful that he was able to actually persevere with that, because that's a tough sport to play. And to have that on top of it, back when the medical advancements weren't near what they are now, respect. Or in hockey, how it's the players who, after they win the Stanley Cup and they're hoisting that massive monstrosity above their head and the weight doesn't matter and everything else doesn't matter, and then just a couple days to a week or so later, it's revealed how many broken bones, how many torn ligaments, how many dislocations, and how many, on and on we could go, each of those players dealt with, by the way, on both sides. It's not that the team that wins is healthier. Both teams have devastating injuries on their list that they've gone through to play and win that trophy. All of that for a 20-second skate around the ice holding a 30-something pound hunk of metal over your head. Really? But it's more than that, isn't it? How far do you push yourself when you know you're at the end and you're close? When you are working on a paper for school, when you were getting a homework assignment done, when you were doing something that we, big project at work, whatever, and it got down to that final little stretch of, this is the last piece of this and I'll be done. How far did you push to make it happen? How much perseverance do you already have in your life? Will we persevere like Philadelphia was told to? Number four, which is really number two. Okay, fine, I'll tell you. These sermons that we've been doing as podcasts normally is a gospel meeting that I do, and I have Smyrna and Philadelphia together. So my text takeaways are actually two churches covered in one. Philadelphia is covered last, so number two is actually number four. Sorry. Number two, will we hold fast to our crown? Will our crown stay in our possession? Just because we had it once doesn't mean that we're going to have it forever or that we're going to keep it. Anything in life that is given, received, purchased, etc., it's capable of being lost. Anything. There's not a single piece of equipment that you can buy that is incapable of destruction. So how much more will it mean to you? How much more will you do in order to keep it and to preserve it? What will you do to keep the crown in your possession? Will it stay in your possession? Or will we fumble at the goal line? Yeah, see, it's a two sports illustrations for the price of one today. The horror of the words, oh, we lost the ball at the goal line when it comes to football. Let me give you two examples. The first, in 2006, the Pittsburgh Steelers were in a playoff race to try to win their fifth Super Bowl. And they managed to make it into Indianapolis. And they were playing the high-flying Colts with Peyton Manning. And somehow, some way, the Steelers came out and just punched the Colts right in the mouth and went out to a 14-0 lead and then had a 21-18 lead toward the end of the game, and they were driving. They were at like the 3-yard line, and they had a guy named Jerome Bettis who was called the bus. You give him the ball, guess what? He's probably scoring a touchdown. And they gave him the ball, and ever so perfectly, a Colts player placed his helmet right on that ball and that arm of Jerome Bettis and hit it just right, and that ball popped out. And all of a sudden, here's this other player for the Colts who has picked up the ball and is running the other way. And were it not for Ben Roethlisberger shoestring tackling that guy, probably the case that the Steelers don't have a fifth Lombardi that year come their way. But he stopped him. And the defense held. And one of the most accurate kickers in all of football, Mike Vanderjagt, pushed a field goal wide out of the way, and the Steelers held on for a 21-18 victory over what many people consider to be the best team in football. Fast forward to 2011, just about 5 years later. The Pittsburgh Steelers are in a fight in the Super Bowl for their seventh Lombardi. And they're down, and they're driving, and they're getting back into momentum and rhythm, and they're getting into a point where you can kind of feel the pendulum's about to swing the other way, and Steeler Nation's going to have a lot to celebrate and be excited about, and we call a run play. And we're not at the goal line here, but we turn around and we hand the ball to Rashard Mendenhall, our running back, and Clay Matthews for the Green Bay Packers ever so perfectly popped that ball free. And the defense recovered. And this time, we didn't hold the line. And we lost 31-25 in that game in the end. There is nothing more sickening, though, when it comes to a fumble than one that is self-inflicted. And this is where I introduce you, if you've never heard of him before, to DeSean Jackson. DeSean Jackson was a very, very good wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles. And he played for the Washington Commanders now, different name then, and a couple of other teams too, the Rams, the Ravens. He kind of bounced around towards the end of his career, the Raiders, I believe. But when he played for the Philadelphia Eagles, there is a famous moment in his NFL career where he was running into the end zone against the Dallas Cowboys, and right before he crossed the goal line, he just tossed the ball down, thinking he'd already scored the touchdown. But after further review and a clear recovery by Dallas, it was determined that he had not done that. They ended up losing that game. Think a touchdown would have made the difference, right? You know what's sad, though? That was the second time he did that in his career as a football player, because he also did it in high school. And as horrible as all of the players who have done this, because he's not the only one, you can go on YouTube and find people who have done it, and it's always frustrating because it's like, you're so close. What's wrong with you? The words, he lost it at the goal line, or he fumbled the ball, pale in comparison to the words, I don't know who you are. Friends, we're going to make it through this life, and we're going to reach a judgment day, the goal line, if you will. Are we going to do that just to be denied entrance because of what we have not done? Because we didn't persevere to the end? Because we didn't obey and do the works that have been set before us to be the type of people that God would have us to be. We're gonna give all of that up? For what? Some enjoyment and pleasure right now? Will we fumble or will we hold on? Lord willing, next week we'll pick up with the church at Laodicea. And this is one of the churches that has another strong, sharp rebuke. I look forward to studying about them next week together, but until then, let's not forget that the purpose of this podcast is to help us to realize that it's possible and necessary to please God now so our eternity can be far better.